This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. Let's welcome in Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. And Monty, we've been talking about the Warriors for a couple hours today, and there's really two schools of thought. There are a lot of people that are excited about what they see, and they think that there's an energy and a vibe about this team that's positive. And then, of course, there's another side that says, you know, we've only played four games. Relax, it's a long season. There are going to be challenges ahead. What do you make of the first start, the first four-game start for the Warriors?
Well, I mean, I think there's merit to both those two schools of thought. You're right. It's only been four games, and, you know, three of those games are against teams that – well, the first two against teams that are not going to be anywhere near the playoffs, Utah and Portland. The Clippers are going to drop. They were, what, four seed last year? They're bound to drop, and I say that because Kawhi Leonard is a question mark on a regular basis these days. And so James Harden can only go so far with that squad. Ty Lue's a great coach, but they lost that game. So they come back and they win a game against the Pelicans, who – you know, they're missing a couple of guys. Dante Murray's not there. Trey Murphy's not there. So they're down a couple of guys, too. Yeah, and the Warriors are down two key guys. But the other side of that, the other school is that, yeah, they should be excited because the vibe is really positive. And a game like last night was a game where, you know, after we've seen a lot of Warriors teams over the years, after one quarter, they were down 17. And there are a lot of games we've seen over the years where, well, that's it. It's over. Instead, these guys came back over the final three quarters and laid a serious whipping on the Pelicans. And so it speaks to their heart, their desire to play. And when Steve Kerr says, hey, I'm going to play everybody, then you know everybody's engaged. And he actually does it. You see everybody's engaged. And when everybody's engaged, everybody wants minutes. Everybody wants to play. So they know when they go out there, if they don't show well, there's somebody else coming right behind you, and you can take a seat. So you saw that last night, I thought. They were like, okay, no Wiggs, no Steph. Okay, what are we going to do? And they got it done. So you have every reason to be excited about that.
Yeah, no doubt. Always a pleasure, Monty. A new season. Without the totality of the game, can you just walk us through Monty Poole's real time? Because you just said it. When I saw no Wiggins, no Curry, and no Melton, I'm like, Kuminga. But when you got that news he wasn't starting, Monty, how did you – what was your first initial thoughts?
It made sense to me. You know, I know how much spacing matters in today's NBA. And, you know, here's what I thought. And we talked about this on our podcast at Dubs Talk the day before, saying that Moses Moody would be a good call to start because aside from Buddy, Steph, and Wiggs, Moses is the only guy hitting threes.
Wow.
So you kind of need him. You know, at that point through three games, Kuminga was one of nine. Podziemski was one of 14. And so I couldn't imagine Steve Kerr putting a lineup out there with both Podziemski and JK out there. Mm. And I figured he had to go with Podziemski at the point. So you go BP at the point. And if you go with him at the point and you go with JK at the three, you have JK, Draymond, Trace, and Podziemski. Those four guys combined have hit four threes all year.
Yeah, damn.
You got no spacing. So what did Steve do? He said, okay, I'm going to put Buddy in for Wiggs, which I was a little surprised by that, but I get it. You know, spacing. And put Moses in for JK. I totally get that. So it didn't look great, kind of clunky. But I got the idea behind it. And then you saw in the second half, he flipped Buddy and Lindy Waters. Yep. Buddy Waters started the second half, and Buddy was back into his customary six-man role, and he lit it up.
Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game, covers the Golden State Warriors for NBC Sports Bay Area. Monty, like, you know, there's a lot of good vibes around the team, but, you know, we got Kuminga who didn't get the extension, and that's just a fact, and that's something that both sides are going to have to deal with. He's probably going to start if they're healthy. If they're not, maybe not. How do you think this ends up with Kuminga?
I think really it's this year is like a sort of an audition. You know, you got 3 years with JK and they still don't know what the ceiling is. You know, there are nights when you say, wow, JK is really good. There are nights when you go, oh, regression, you know? And so, the key to me is that they need to see him do two things. They need to see him get comfortable shooting threes and making them at a decent clip. I don't mean 40%, but 36, 37, somewhere in there. Because if you're going to put Draymond and Trace out there, you can't have a third. You can't have three guys that are quote-unquote non-shooters. You can't do it in today's NBA when most teams have four, and Boston has five shooters. So that, to me, it leaves him as a man without a position almost, because he still doesn't have the skills to be a good three yet. He's not big enough and strong enough to be a four, so where does he go? So you got to handle the ball as a three, and you got to be able to shoot the three and space the floor. So I think, you know, yeah, JK, you know, last night he took a couple of threes, you know, and he made at least one win in, I think. So you look at that, and you're thinking, and that's what he worked on all summer, is his three. That was one of the things he worked on. And then he comes out, and he rarely takes it, and only made one going into last night's game. So I just think that this year, if JK shoots threes at a decent clip, and again, mid to high 30s, 37% would be great for them, I think. Just enough to make a defense react to him behind the arc and handles the ball decently and makes decent decisions, I think they'll welcome him back. Now, how much will they pay him? Well, that depends. The guys who got max deals out of his draft class are all guys their teams have identified as cornerstones.
Yeah.
They've already said that. Franz Wagner, you're...
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW. The ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
You're a guy, you know. We're going to keep you around. Kate Cunningham, you're going to be our guy. You're going to keep you around. Evan Mobley, we're going to keep you around. Scottie Barnes, we're going to keep you around. We know you are one of our guys. The Warriors still don't 100% know that Jonathan Kuminga is going to be one of their future all-stars. They don't know. They think he can be, but they don't know. They're not confident he's going to be. And that's why, you know, they can't give him a max deal. You can't. You couldn't. The other guys are all starters and big parts of their team.
Man,
JK has been in and out of the lineup. Last year, there were times when he sat on the bench. So they're still trying to figure out where he can go. And this year is a huge year for him. He wants to get paid. He's got to be really good, and he's got to be able to show those strides in terms of three-point shooting and handling the ball and decision-making.
No doubt, Monty. That's good stuff. I'm rooting for the kid, and we'll all watch it play out. I know you're from Oakland. I don't have to tell you, but there's a saying in the street, put respect on somebody's name. In this instance, I'm going to switch out name for game. And I do wonder, Monty, if the average fan knew just how good of a shooter Buddy Hield is. And obviously Clay left, and when he left, I was thinking 38, 40% from three. But it's early, but it's been a seamless fit for him with this Warrior system. I mean, am I crazy to think this possibly could keep up when you think about 500 threes more than anybody else over the last 5 years? I'm excited for Buddy in this offense.
Yeah, you know, when the Warriors, when Clay left, you couldn't do any better to replace him. And I say replace him loosely, but you couldn't do any better as a guy coming in than Buddy.
Mm.
You know, you're not going to have the guy who's made the most threes over the last 3 years. And so the top three guys in 3-point makes over the last 3 years, Buddy, Steph, Clay, you know? And so that was a home run to me in the sense that you're paying Buddy a lot less than you were going to pay than Clay was asking for. And really, if you look at his history, kind of has, you can say he's earned a lot of that. But Buddy has been a 40% shooter for his career from three. And for most of his career, he has been the number one 3-point shooter on his team. Even when he wasn't starting in Philly, you know, he was still a 3-point ace. When he was in Indiana, same thing. And so, Buddy, I talked to Buddy when he first got the signed with the Warriors back in the summer, and he talked about the space he expects to see this year playing alongside Steph. And they haven't played together a lot, but they will. And so Buddy becomes now the number two guy on the scouting report. You know, you look at the scouting, okay, Steph is always going to be number one because he's Steph. And Buddy is in the Clay role, and Clay got space because of Steph. Buddy and Clay play a similar game in the sense that they do both do a lot of road work on the court. I checked the numbers a couple of months ago, and Buddy is a high mileage guy. When you look at miles per game a guy runs, Buddy's always in the top five almost every year. He's a guy you see. So you watch him now, you rarely see him walking around the court. He's running. And Clay was like that early in his career. So you're seeing that. I think Buddy and Steph combined can shoot easy, go get to 500 threes if they stay healthy. Easy.
Monty Poole joining us on 95.7 The Game. What are you hearing on Steph? He's obviously not going to play tonight, and then they don't play again until Saturday, which starts a road trip. But I guess a couple questions is, how's he doing? And then B, because of the way they're going to try to play this year, can they be more conservative with Steph and Wiggins and Draymond if they're nicked up a little bit?
Yeah, I think they can. I mean, you know, Wiggins, we don't know if he'll play tonight. He's a big blow because Wiggins, he's off to a great start, you know. And so you look at Steph and Wiggs out, I think maybe a little bit. I mean, they got one last night. If they can sweep this two-game set, I mean, that's a huge win for them, especially if Wiggins doesn't play again, you know. So, but when they go on the road, I think the hope for them is that Steph can come back sometime next week. I don't think they're expecting him to play in Houston on Saturday. But once they get past that, you know, they've got the Wizards, they got the Celtics next week. You know, they got some toughies. So I think they're hoping that Steph will be back, you know, within a 10-day frame. And so, you know, now you're looking at, yeah, sometime early next week or middle of next week, and they're hoping. And from what I'm hearing, they're optimistic that it's possible. But I think once he gets reevaluated tomorrow, we'll have a better idea of just, you know, where he is, whether he's days away. I'd be surprised if he's like, oh, he's going to need two more weeks. But I wouldn't be surprised if they say, he needs another week.
Hey, Monty, Stoney and I were just talking about Pods' game and his desire and intensity or whatnot. Not just, you've seen a lot of hoopers. How would you describe his game? And is there anything he's doing? I know it's early on. I mean, I'm looking at improved footwork and the rebounding and his size, but I'm just like, have you seen a guy like him in the past?
You know, the guy who he reminds me most of is in the Hall of Fame, and that's Manu Ginobili.
Mm.
You know, you watch Pods around the court, and he runs around like Manu did. You know, he's all over the place, and he's in the way, and he's doing unorthodox stuff that helps his team. And Manu Ginobili wasn't a huge scorer, but he could score. He wasn't a huge playmaker, but he made plays. But he was someone, when you were playing against Manu, you knew you were playing against a competitor. You know, he was giving it all. And you see that with Pods. You know, the charge taking gets, you know, a lot of conversation. But it's all a part of him saying, I want to do whatever it takes to win. And that's how Manu was, you know, for those Spurs teams. He was the third guy. And they're built similarly, you know. Manu wasn't a great shooter. Pods should be a better shooter, but we haven't always seen that. But that's the one guy I look at when I see Pods running around on the court like a crazy man. I'm thinking, it's like Manu. You know, I'm not saying he's going to be a Hall of Famer, but I'm saying that's what it reminds me of in terms of style of play, you know, left-handed stuff, you know. And so it's kind of like that's the guy I think of.
Man. Monty Poole, thank you so much for joining us, man. Really appreciate it, as always.
Yes, sir. We see you guys later. Take care.
All right. That's Monty Poole, NBC Sports Bay Area. All guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you news stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.